This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A week of pageantry and drama comes to an end with some political drama in Washington, D.C. Did John Boehner have a come-to-Jesus moment in the last 24 hours? The Speaker of the House announced his resignation today, avoiding a battle with GOP conservatives and possibly avoiding another government shutdown. Boehner spent yesterday visibly sobbing as the Pope spoke in the House chambers at Boehner's invitation. Today, the announcement of his resignation was texted to House members in a very quiet bombshell. Is this a bombshell or the simple reality that someone had to blink? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, which is it?
John, I hate to use a cliche, but it's a little bit of both. Look, the Speaker's hold on his gavel, on his seat, has been in question for a long time, and much more in question recently when the threat to his rule over the House, his speakership, had become very, very real. That's one part of it. But was this a bombshell this morning? Absolutely. Nobody expected this. I got an email from one member of Congress who was in the room who used those words. Absolute bombshell, said people were stunned. Everybody else coming out of the room says people were stunned. The majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, the deputy, the possible, although not definite, heir apparent to the Speaker, wasn't told until minutes before. So absolutely a surprise. Nobody saw this coming except Boehner and probably his very, very closest staff and I guess his wife.
I was reading some of the analysis of this, the instant analysis of this, which you could take with a grain of salt, right? But how would this avoid a government shutdown?
Well, it might in the sense that if John Boehner doesn't have to worry about appeasing the growing list of conservatives who say they'll oust him if he doesn't play along on Planned Parenthood and the other issues that are part of the government shutdown scenario, then he can do any number of things. Don't forget, the House passes things by a majority. Can he pass a spending bill next week with a majority that doesn't fund Planned Parenthood? Yes, of course, he can do it easily by turning to Nancy Pelosi and getting a whole slew of Democratic votes. He can do that. The problem with that scenario is that it's hard to stay Speaker after doing that. If he's not worried about staying Speaker anymore, he can turn to Democrats and pass that bill rather easily if that's what he chooses to do.
It's possible this is a kind of principled decision in the sense that he may have decided with the Pope up there, I'm a principled Catholic, and this is against my religion, you know, to endorse anything to do with Planned Parenthood. And he just doesn't want to go compromising with Democrats at this point. It's all speculation, but maybe that's what's going on here.
No, except John Boehner told members inside the conference meeting this morning that he decided this long ago, that he in fact was going to leave a year and a half ago, except that Eric Cantor, the former majority leader, that his defeat in his own primary convinced Boehner to stay on longer than he had even planned himself, John. So I want to shy you away from the notion that somehow Boehner had a real come-to-Jesus moment once he finally got the Pope to speak to Congress and decided he had reached the pinnacle and that he was going to bow out. No, he's told members that he made this decision a while ago, that he's been planning on this, that over the next several months of fights over government spending, that he doesn't want to be the story. He doesn't want the focus to be on him. He told them that it would be damaging to the institution if there were a power struggle and a speaker fight going on while Republicans are trying to get the government funded, deal with Democrats. Oh, and by the way, there's a fractious Republican primary. If there is a speaker fight inside of the Capitol, all of that would point to a disorganized and infighting Republican Party. Boehner doesn't want that.
Although, do you buy that year and a half scenario? I mean, you've worked with Boehner, you've talked with him, he knows you, you know the GOP caucus. I mean, is that cover?
There's no way for me to know for sure, except if you're asking me for my impression, John, a lot of it does ring true. This scenario of Boehner struggling with the conservatives being under threat, it's not new. It's a lot more real this week where we're all saying, wow, he could actually be ousted at the end of next week if he doesn't play this right. Like, the threat has been very real. But the threat itself isn't new. And you have to remember back when Eric Cantor was majority leader.
Right.
Back then, we were covering an infighting Republican conference then, with Cantor making pretty overt moves that weren't a secret that he was angling for Boehner's job and that he might be organizing a coup. And back then, those two staffs, those two offices, those two seats, they were fighting almost an open warfare. Now, they managed to quash it. They managed to shake hands, at least in public. And then some 18 months later, Cantor was gone anyway. But am I surprised that Boehner would say that he was thinking about stepping down even back then? No, I'm not, because no speaker would want to be ousted in a floor vote. That's not usually how they go out. They go out when they realize the handwriting's on the wall and they resign. They don't go out by a vote of no confidence, which is what Boehner might have been facing here.
Finally, are the casualties of this ouster going to be an intelligent debate on immigration reform, on climate change, on the discussion of prison reform that seems to have some bipartisan consensus?
Hard to tell, except those first two examples that you gave were non-starters in the House to begin with. Comprehensive immigration reform, John, passed the Senate with 67 votes. Remember? We all remember that. Went nowhere in the House, in part because of this dynamic. Even back then, people were saying, well, you know, it all depends. If John Boehner's actually planning on resigning at the end of the year, he could pass immigration reform, pass it with a few Republicans and lots of Democrats. Never happened, right? Climate change has never gone anywhere in the House, not under Republican leadership. It's hard to imagine that conversation changing. Criminal justice reform might be a different issue. The coalition, the bipartisan desire for that reform is much, much more broad. It does transcend the different ideological factions. I can't tell you that they're going to get it done 100%, but that's not the same political dynamic or conference dynamic in the House as those other two things are.
It's a new day. Todd Zwillick, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent.